Blog Talk Radio.
Keep your head.
Keep your head.
To the sky. Keep your head.
Keep your
trying to get over, because mostly everybody, according to an old R&B song, is living for the weekend. But when you come into the reality and understanding that the last days are every day, because you never know when your last day is, you start to give a little praise and gratitude for every morning you open your eyes and you wake up. You look at the sunshine and you say, Father, I thank you for another opportunity to not only get it right, but to do something for you, understanding that only what I do for the Messiah, the HaMashiach, whom you call Christ, only what I do for him will last. It was a time when we were selfish, self-grandiosing, only looking out for what we could accomplish and amass so that we could get our shine on, realizing that those things do not fulfill, give happiness, give health. They give a temporary happiness, but they can't sustain your life. The only thing you can take with you when you leave this earth are the things that you've given away, the satisfaction and understanding of knowing that you've blessed somebody on your walk and your journey. Let's go before our Father in prayer. Oh, most holy Abba, we love you this morning. We thank you. Thank you for the life and strength that we have flowing throughout our bodies. Thank you for every mountain and every valley that you've brought us over. Father, when we look behind us, we wonder how we even got to where we are right now. Such a marvelous thing to know that you've been with us every step of the way. Forgive us for not thinking you're not going to continue to walk with us despite everything we're facing. We dispel the notion of fear this morning, and we ask that you increase the faith of your people. You've only required the size of a mustard seed, that amount. But we know that there's a faith that can move mountains, a faith that can bring healing, a faith that can take care of finances, burdens, satanic obstacles. Bring that into my brothers and sisters' lives. I rebuke the notion of giving up. Oh, pressure. I pray that your people will be able to stand and persevere in this hour. This is our day to inspire one another, but you told us every day to exhort, encourage, inspire fellow-minded, fellow believers that are like-minded. We pray for them, those in the struggle. As the song said, may their optimism increase based upon what we read in your word, which is eternal in the heavens. Because we know this is not just a book. As it was stated in that film, this is a weapon. And we know the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. So may the weapons of this book come to life in your people, that our arsenal might be thick and full, so that we can shoot down, fight down, tear down every foul spirit, and fight in the spirit until it's time to fight in the physical. May our minds and our bodies be strong. Give us wisdom and knowledge on how to take care of this temple so that the Ruach will want to dwell in it. Forgive all of us for having not taken care of this temple the way we were supposed to. But I ask that you heal our bodies, because I know you can go in and regene us, change the DNA, restructure the damaged cells, and I speak that in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, healing for my brothers and sisters now, that you will touch them and encourage them. I pray victory and overcoming. I pray that no weapon formed against us will become a reality. I pray that we are more than conquerors will become a reality. I pray that people will not get caught up gauging themselves based upon what everybody else has, but gauge themselves on who they are in the spirit. The hardest thing in life may have been to come here, but we understand in Jeremiah 1 and 5 that you knew us before we were formed in the belly and you sent us here for purpose. May everybody under the sound of my voice walk into their purpose. Understand it, like it, and love it. And walk away from the things that they don't like, they don't love, and that's destroying their spirit and soul. Come into the reality and freedom of the short span of life that they have, so that they may be able to give to you. We ask these blessings in the name of your dear Son, Yeshua HaMashiach, whom this world calls Jesus Christ. So be it. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, it is truly an honor and a pleasure to be back with you on Inspirational Wednesday. I pray that you are inspired and not just holding your breath waiting for the Sabbath. pray that you are inspired and not just holding your breath waiting for your next paycheck. I pray that you will come to know that you are rich beyond belief. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, and to be without is not his will. Set your affections on things above today. I don't know what you're going through. I can tell you what I'm going through. But it's not for us to have a pity party or to focus on the negative. I love this picture that I see often, and we're going to go into our lesson. It's real quick. We're going to come out of Sirach, the second chapter. Ecclesiasticus, also known in the second chapter. You can find this book in the Apocrypha, and it's also in the Common English Bible. It used to be in the King James Bible. You know they've taken a lot of good books away from us. We have over 204 books of our history. There's a picture that is described of Daniel in the lion's den, and the picture shows him surrounded by lions, and he's looking out the window and praying to the Father, and he's not even fazed. And the lions can't touch him and won't touch him. I have to laugh at that right now, because that's so inspiring to me right now. I want you to develop that image in your mind. He's surrounded by hungry lions and won't even touch him. And he's in a prison, and he's looking out the window, looking towards our Abba, Eyah, looking up to the Most High, not even tripping. See, brothers and sisters, there's a posturing. There's a posturing that even makes demons flee, because the scripture said if you resist Satan, he will flee. That means he will run. Because everything is only presented to you, and if he can get you in the midst of your weakness to give in to your lust, fears, and flesh, he got you like a fish on the line. And he will reel you in and destroy you. I can imagine if Daniel was afraid, looking at those lions and scared, saying, they would have smelt that fear. They would have tore him to pieces. But because he knew that this thing that he's in and this father he loved is real, I need you to understand that if you're into this word and you really believe it, you shouldn't even be tripping. Or it's safe to say you don't believe it. You're just doing it out of self-righteous purposes and reasons because you're religious and that's not in the Bible. You feel better out of repetition of an act. But you're not in love with the Father to the point where you believe this and this is all you have and you know this is all you have. That's the disposition he's looking for. Only disposition that's going to pull us through as we are on an impending crisis. A lot of you are worried about the jobs and things like that. There's going to be an economic collapse. There'll be chaos in the grocery stores. There will be no more shopping and all that, the new clothes. Your 401k is going to get eaten up. Everything you got faith in will be destroyed, except for the faith that you have in what Ahayah, the Most High, has said in this word. That's all you got to stand on. At the end of the day, he's our substance, and he is our source. It's not your paycheck, ability to go to the store. He's our source. All praises to the Most High. Let's get it. I want you to hear some stuff. Ecclesiasticus, the second chapter, first verse. My son, if thou come to serve the Most High, prepare thy soul for temptation. Set thy heart aright and constantly endure, and make not haste in time of trouble. You know I want to pause because he said, prepare your soul for the temptation. And he said, be ready to constantly endure. It's not going to stop.
The thing is you have to learn where to find joy in the midst of sorrow. Verse 3, cleave unto him and depart not away, that thou mayest be increased at thy last end. That's why he said, when I come back, will I find faith in the earth? There is an increase that will be eternal, that will far outweigh this short span of life. I told you life is short. I don't know why you think you got tomorrow promised. You could die today or tomorrow. What you do today is what will last. You are in the last days, because any day could be your last day. Verse 4, whatsoever is brought upon thee, take cheerfully, and be patient when thou art changed to a low estate. You will have your ups and downs. There will be days when your bank account is fat and full, and you're rolling and you're feeling good. And then there will be days when it hits hard. And what did he say? Be patient. This is where you find enjoyment, in the simplicity of what you have, in the simplistic aspects of life. Guess what is free? Sitting down at the beach, looking at the water, having peace and meditating, shutting down the world and worshiping and praising the Most High. What's free? A drink of water? A walk? To glance in the sunshine? All that right there. When you change to a lower state, be patient. Listen to verse 5. For gold is tried in the fire, and acceptable men in the furnace of adversity. So you are acceptable if you're in the furnace of adversity. You need to understand that. You're an acceptable person. You're different. That's the reason it's happening. Remember that song, I'm Different? It's why you get to go through hell, because you're being tried to become pure, because you have purpose. Verse 6, believe in him and he will help thee. Order thy way aright and trust in him. Ye that fear the Most High, wait for his mercy and go not aside unless you fall. 8, ye that fear the Most High, believe him, and your reward shall not fail. Verse 9, ye that fear the Most High, hope for good and for everlasting joy and mercy. Verse 10, look at the generations of old and see, did ever any trust in the Most High and was confounded? Or did any abide in his fear and was forsaken? Or whom did he ever despise that called upon him? He tells you to reflect on what you read and see how he always brought the patriarchs and matriarchs out. These readings are for your learning. Did he ever forsake any of them? No. So why are you tripping? Verse 11, the Most High is full of compassion and mercy, long-suffering and very pitiful, and forgiveth sins, and saveth in time of affliction. He will come through, and he is forgiving. He may be a man of war, but he's full of mercy. Verse 12, woe be to fearful hearts. Woe be to fearful hearts. Woe be to fearful hearts. You need to hear that. Loose the fearful heart and faint hand. And the sinner that goeth two ways. Who's the sinner? The one that doesn't keep the commandments and breaks the laws. And you go two different ways. You plan both sides. You hear one day, you there another day. You want to be all things to all men, and then all things to all brothers and sisters. You want to be in this world and of this world, instead of being in this world and not of this world. Plan both sides. Verse 13, woe unto him that is faint-hearted. You cowards, you punks, you sissies, you weak people. He said, woe unto you, scary, scary, have no courage, won't walk into the battle, scared to endure, scared to go through a trial, scared to say, this will pass. I can say that some of the people that came through the slave trade, 50s and 60s, were a little bit stronger than the people are now, because they knew what they were facing. But then again, a lot of them wanted to be coons, because all they wanted to do was integrate with Esau and the Edomites, and they had the wrong purpose. But they were willing to go through rocks and shepherds and water hoses for that so-called weak dream. I say weak now because Martin said, I think I've integrated my people into a burning house. We would have been so much better off if we had stayed like they were in Tulsa, Oklahoma, when they had Black Wall Street and we had our own. But you wanted to sit on a white toilet and drink a white out of a white faucet. I will go back to saying this. Don't be faint-hearted, because at least those people were willing to die for what they wanted. Are you willing to die for the Most High? And are you willing to stand despite whatever you're going through?
Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. The Most High giveth, and the Most High taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Most High. Where is your focus?
Teen, woe unto him that is faint-hearted.
For he believeth not, therefore shall he not be defended. Did you hear me? The punk, the
sissy, the coward, you're scared because you don't even really believe in this word. And since you don't believe, I will not defend you. See, this is the total paradigm shift of what I described to you about Daniel.
He wasn't scared, wasn't faint-hearted, and he believed, and the Most High defended him and kept the lion's mouth shut.
You may be in the lion's den this morning, but the lion is not going to open its mouth and destroy you. You will live to see another day. The thing is when that day comes, don't get lifted up in pride, because you understand that the Most High giveth and the Most High taketh away. 14, woe unto you that have lost patience. And what will you do when the Most High shall visit you?
Unto you
that have lost patience. Verse 15, they that fear the Most High will not disobey his word, and they that love him will keep his ways. 16, they that fear the Most High will seek that which is well-pleasing unto him, and they that love him shall be filled with his law. I want to know about these laws, these commandments, because if you love him, you'll keep his commandments. I'm not going to say I don't have to keep them, because that is the very presence and tenet of sin, destruction, and hashatan to get you to break the laws and be lawless. Verse 17, they that fear the Most High
will prepare their hearts and humble their souls in his sight, saying, we will fall into the hands of the Most High, and not into the hands of men. For as his majesty is, so is his mercy.
When you think you've reached your limit and it's all bad, that's when it's time to jump in your car, pack up some things, and go bless somebody else. That's when it's time for you
to take the focus off yourself and be an angel to someone else that might be in a far worse situation than you. That's when you go bless somebody else. You put a smile on your face and understand that you're not going to be faint-hearted. You're going to go through.
Acceptable men are tried in the fire. We don't have the luxury of being faint-hearted, giving up. But we have to understand that we have to increase our faith, go through our trials, because he's doing this to make you greater. And like I said, don't think we're just waiting on Armageddon. Your last day could be next week. Only what you do for Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, will last. Make it come. Dry your tears. And make it count every day. The only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. Because truth is a journey, not a destination. I'm in it with you. Got bad love for you, but more than me, the Most High does. Shalom. Let's rise, Israel. Tell our brothers and sisters who they truly are, that they can come back. The culture and laws that he gave us as a people, the sooner we come back to it, the sooner he'll come back for us. Peace and blessings, y'all.
Keep your head.
Keep your head. hey.